Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A state audit shows that California schools have been missing out on millions of dollars it should have received from the state lottery. Phil, what else did the audit say?
Well, it raised questions about the administration of the lottery, like you said, the payouts that are going to schools, and even raised an issue about the handing out as a promotion of 572 scratcher tickets to everybody in an Ellen DeGeneres audience, worth about $500 each, as a way of promoting the lottery out there. Now, I got to tell you, I talked with some of the people at the lottery, including the chair of the lottery, which happens to be Sheriff Ahern of Alameda County. He sits on the board. And, you know, there's some of this is a dispute in money. We're talking about a lottery system that gave, you know, $6.5 billion to education in the past 4 years. Originally, the audits found that they had supposedly shortchanged them by $69 million, but that was reduced to $36 million. So the lottery is ponying up the money for education. The question is whether it's as much as it should be.
At what point do politicians get involved on this issue?
Well, they've already gotten involved on it, Jeff. There's the politicians in the free market. We passed the lottery back in 1984, and the idea was that a third of the money was going to go to education, and it was going to supplement the education, and you'd cap the administration at about 16%. But around 2010, remember, we were starting to get other games, Powerball, Mega Lottery, and the public wanted bigger payouts. The California lottery just wasn't generating the money it had started with. The public wants bigger payouts. So they started adding more of the money to the payouts. And I think that's where some of the rub comes in. It's up more to the discretion of the lottery board about how much goes to the schools and how much goes into the payouts. And it's a tug of war because you got to sell the tickets to get the money for the schools. And like I said, people more and more want bigger payouts. So the lottery is saying, look, we're staying within the guidelines. We're just adapting to a marketplace here. Somebody else has a different opinion, and so far the governor hasn't said much.
So is the California lottery inclined to give that $36 million or however much is in dispute to the schools? I mean, is that
they're not a problem with trying to give as much as they can. Like I said, we're talking about billions here. You know, it's kind of funny. When we're talking about like $36 million or $69 million, you know, you drive by any place, you buy a lottery ticket, and chances are you're going to see one prize at $72 million, right? You're going to see $36 or $200 million if it's a power. Powerball. We're talking big money going around here. So I suspect that there's going to be something worked out. The money's going to go back and forth. It's long been a contention about, you know, how the money gets spent and whether or not schools were siphoning off some of the money or some of the money. In other words, we gave more money to the schools through the lottery and then the state gave less as a result of that. So there's been a tug of war on it. And this one is an interesting one as well. And like I said, part of this was the LA Times reported a little while ago that every member of the audience of an Ellen DeGeneres show as a promotion was given $500 worth of scratchers. They each got 72 scratchers. I don't recall anybody jumping up and screaming, I won, I won. So that gives you a nod about how much money can be made and what your chances are of winning as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.